This place is so green. A lot quieter than the last place I went to. The fauna and flora are so amazing on Earth. To think I would miss out on this opportunity. And the clouds. The sky. Even the air. It's all so clean and vibrant. Minus the air. I should start getting in this town. I guess we'll start off with some of the fauna. Let's see if I can find some. Oh dear. Why do I keep on being such a klutz on Earth? You. I really hope this isn't how we always meet. It's very good to see you though. So you've requested me. What would you like to talk about today? I'm guessing that maybe you wanted to help me look at the fauna around here, to help me with my research. Or you maybe wanted me to experience how it feels like in this kind of ecosystem on Earth. Or is it maybe... Sorry. Oh, hey, what's that over there? What exactly is it for? A picnic. What is a picnic? Okay. I accept your proposal. So, what exactly is in that basket? Food. Sandwich? Sandwich. I could try one. Yes.
I'm very sorry for being so focused.
I haven't really been on Earth since the last time we've met. You know, I kind of got into a bit of trouble for being there in the first place, in such close proximity of humans. And I was thoroughly scolded. I had to work on samples for so long, and it was so boring. But it was very, very, very worth it, because all of them had a certain assumption about Halloween on Earth, and after I came down and saw it for myself, I was able to prove every single one of them wrong. So ha! In the end, it was very worth it, despite having to work on samples for a while. So, you know, when you gave me the invitation, I was really excited to be here again, and this is a way different area than the first time, so I hyper-focused and really wanted to take down some notes. Oh, you like me? Huh? What's this? Really? Oh, I really appreciate that. Oh, thank you. This is gonna help so much with collecting samples. Oh, there's so much in this book. Oh wow, that one looks amazing! Oh my stars, I can't wait to see some of these up close! That really is amazing! Sorry. Thank you for the gift. I'll put this down for now. Hey! I really liked talking to you. Especially during my whole grounding situation. I'm sorry. I'm not really good at talking to people. At least not outside of research. Everyone's really professional. And I was always happiest when I was studying or researching something, because it reminded me of the time I spent with my parents, and how happy they got when I reshared my discoveries with them. Right. No one's really called me cute before. I've been made fun of, well, because I forget how to use my empathic abilities, so this is new. Oh, really? No one's ever admired me. Do you really mean that? Or are you just trying to...
Truth.
You're being honest. No, this is the first time we've really talked about ourselves since the first time we met. It's not because it's bad or anything. It's just my people don't have very high nutrient requirements because of our environment, so typically I don't really need to eat much. What is a limba spread? Oh. Okay. I see. What is this? Valentine's Day? Flowers and chocolate. I'm fine. It's just that the last time I had this so-called chocolate, it made me feel a little strange. I'm not sure if it's going to happen again. Maybe. Do you know anything about what is in the chocolate? Well, I think I just figured it out. You humans are so amazing. But because I don't really eat that much, I think I can feel those kind of effects much more than a regular human could. No. You're absolutely fine. I'm fine with eating these. I would like you to hear out something, actually, if you wouldn't mind. Well, I was thinking that after the mention of your human biology, with how you take chocolate and its release of chemicals, I would like to discover a little bit more about human biology, and to be a bit more straightforward, namely their methods of reproduction. I say this because this may be the only time that I get to research something like this, to study a human so up close, and I know for a fact that you're not as deceptive as people say humans can be. Unless you have a way of tricking my abilities. But I trust you. You didn't need to contact me or anything, or invite me to a place like this. So, I think I do trust you. And, well, you know, since you're also attracted to me. I feel like there's no other reason why we shouldn't. And, alongside of that, I'd like to test the chocolate again to see how it can fully affect my body. I've been really curious since the last time, so I would really like to try again. And hey, if you're worried about my biology, it really isn't that different from a human female's biology. Just some obvious things changed, but for the most part it should be the same feel and look. Hell, maybe it'll feel better. So, what do you say? Wonderful. I can sense some hesitation. Are you fully sure you are okay with this? Yes, of course I'm fine with this. I am making the proposal, after all. Right. Sounds good. So, how do we begin? Right. Clothes. Right. Understood. Right. And hopefully when you see all of me, you'll be able to see that I'm not that different from human female biology. And, stupid shirt. Be a little less wary of me. Pants. God, I hate these things sometimes. Ta-da. Well, you look good. You're letting out a very strong scent. I guess that has to do with human biology. Exciting. I'm glad you find my appearance appealing. Right, the chocolate. Okay, this. How do you open the. Yes, please. Thank you. Thanks. This one tastes a little sweeter than the other one. Not bad. Hell. So, should we get started? Yeah, I'm ready. You have to... Sorry. You have to guide me. So, what exactly do I do? Oh! Down. Yeah. No, that was fine. That was really exciting. Right. What should I do now? Thread myself, Eve? Like this? So, what do you plan on doing down there? Okay, I guess I will see. How long until I see... Oh, my stars! What did you just do to me? Well then, whatever that kind of terminology is, I... Please continue. That felt really good. I'm gonna cover my mouth now. Well, I'd rather not disturb the local fauna around here, so it's probably best I keep my voice down a little. Oh, come on, that's not very considerate to the fauna. We are on their territory, after all. Hey, that was a really good spot, actually. If you could return back to that place, it would be really good. Yes, right there. Oh, my stars. Reproduction? Was that not it? Oh, you've grown. Oh, you've grown. Right, I'll keep my legs like this. Just, let me know what to do. Oh, I can hold still. I can hold still, yeah. No, I'm fine. That was just really sudden. So, that's human reproduction! Well, okay, such an interesting feeling. Oh, I wonder if that's how the usual humans feel. And they feel something like this going inside of them. I wish I could take notes about this right now. I seem that I've misplaced my notepad and pen. That thing I told you about seems to be building up more and more inside me. It's like it's spreading across my entire body, preparing something. I can barely think straight. Everything feels amplified. Is this how humans feel during reproduction? All my freaking stuff! I don't really know how much longer this thing I can take. This is all so amazing. What an amazing feeling. I feel like I'm floating. You humans are so amazing! Oh my goodness! So big too! Humans are so big! So full of life! What did you say? Oh, so that means that the end of reproduction is upon us, right? You have to do it inside, don't you? Good. Then I'll make sure to get all of that inside. It's fine. Just hold still. I don't really know what's gotten into me, but... Oh, my stuff. You feel so good. So good. You fill me up so much. I didn't expect reproduction to be like this. A human, please show me everything there is to reproduction. I need to see it all. I swear. Sorry. Just give me a second to compose myself. What was that? Oh, shit. Right. Stay quiet. Stay quiet, please. Okay. I'm fine. I was looking at the local fauna and I thought I saw a predator. Please forgive me.
Right. Just be sure to evacuate immediately if you get into any sort of danger.
Affirmative. Thank you, Captain. Over and out. I wouldn't want to go back empty-handed now. How about we take some notes together? How's that sound? Yes. Wonderful.
Breathe in. There is no such thing as a coincidence. You are here for a reason. Whether it's to feel happy, whether it's out of boredom, whether you just randomly ended up on the wrong side of YouTube, I'm happy that you're here. However, you are here for a reason. You are stalling. You need to get up and act. It is about time you tackled your dreams. It is about time you start to rule this world. Dreams are nothing without action. And if you really want to let that God complex shine, it's about time you stand up and you put your foot down into the earth and declare who the fuck you are to this world and life that keeps on trying to make you its bitch, because it does it for the last time. Those brick walls that you keep bumping into, it's normal. However, you will shatter them. Nay, you will obliterate them until breathe out.
I can't take myself seriously anymore. I hope you I hope you guys enjoyed the audio. You guys are amazing. I love you all so much. Until next time.